This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Mike Signer. He is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for Lieutenant Governor. The polls are open for almost another 3 hours. Mike, how you doing?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. So what's the day going like so far?
Well, it's been great. We were in Charlottesville yesterday. We have an office there, and as you probably know, I have a long history in Charlottesville. I've lived there. I lived there when I worked as Governor Warner's deputy counselor, and I went to law school there. It's always really great for me to be back. But I grew up in Arlington, and our headquarters is up here, so I'm up here working polls just all day and shaking hands. The response has been tremendous. It's really exciting. People seem very energized by this idea of a true progressive in this office and someone who wants to make the office of Lieutenant Governor more than just a placeholder, more of a public advocate. So it's been really gratifying and exciting.
Fantastic. And we want to talk about your vision for the office, but before we do, give us a Mike Signer 101. Introduce yourself to the folks who might be listening and have yet to go to the polls and make up their mind.
I've grown up in Virginia since I was 5 years old. I went to public schools. My parents were journalists. My grandparents were kind of early labor organizers, and I believe that the Democratic Party is about social justice and economic fairness, and I've been very unapologetic about those principles, and those have taken me through almost 15 years of activism in Virginia, from being a precinct chair to being the voter protection coordinator for the state to being deputy counselor to Governor Warner to last year serving as senior strategist on Tom Perriello's, unbelievable victory, which I think was, many of y'all will agree, it was a victory not just for the 5th District or for Virginia, but for the country and for the world. That's what I've been doing. And the race has been about converting a lot of my experience as an activist and as an advocate into a vision for the seat, which makes something out of nothing. I think the office of Lieutenant Governor is often just been a placeholder or a stepping stone, and I think it should be something much more. A people's advocate in Richmond, someone who's dedicated to taking on systems that are failing, working Virginians, and shining a spotlight on problems we've ignored for too long.
We're talking with Mike Signer. You can learn more online. The campaign website is mikesigner.com. This vision you have for the Lieutenant Governor's position, and you're right, oftentimes here in Virginia, historically, that was just the governor in waiting. Flesh that out for us. Is this an ombudsman for Virginia government? What's your vision?
That's so great that you would use that word. I've been using the idea of public advocate a little bit more, but ombudsman is not. It's a pretty good way of characterizing what I'm talking about, which is, I think we have these three constitutional officers in Virginia. The way that the Constitution sets it up is the lieutenant governor runs independently. They have a responsibility that runs directly to the voters. We have seen a lieutenant governor. In fact, a good example is Don Beyer, who had a very productive 8 years as lieutenant governor as a Democrat from 1990s, and he really left the state a fundamentally better place after he got out, not because he was trying to be governor, but because he really had an activist personality, and he did a lot on domestic violence and disability. That's similar to my vision. I have a lot of your listeners will remember in the spring of 2004 when there was that awful attack on a young woman who was running for president of the student government at the University of Virginia, she was African-American and half Asian-American, and she was attacked and called a racial epithet. I started an organization at UVA called the Coalition for Progress on Race, and a bunch of the students and community members who were involved in running it, we ultimately got the Center for the Study of Race and Law established at UVA for the law school. And that's part of the kind of approach I think we can bring to this office, which is advocating and filling gaps where we don't have them and talking about social justice and really shaking Richmond up. I mean, life is short, right? And I think that these constitutional officers, you got to use them for squeeze as much potential out of them for the progressive cause as we can with a little measure of political savvy and attention to getting things done.
My guest is Mike Signer. He is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. The primary is being held today. The polls open this morning at 6, and they close at 7, just over 2.5 hours from now, and we're honored to have him on the program on this very busy day. John is on line one. John, you're on with Mike Signer. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was glad to hear that you are running on social justice and economic fairness principles.
Yep.
My name's not John, by the way. It's Tom. This is Tom Sloniker. I'm the owner of the Arby's restaurant in Forest Lakes, in which I believe I have made a public case for how I've been unfairly targeted by the county of Albemarle for what they consider to be illegal signage. But I couldn't help noticing it's election day, and, you know, so many politicians do things that the average businessman is apparently cited for and fined for. And social injustice to me would be those illegal signs for candidates that are in the right-of-way on state highways, which are against Commonwealth laws, but Mike, your signs are there. So, you know, when politicians break the rules that the ordinary businessmen are prohibited from breaking, it really sends a very bad message. Social justice and economic fairness. What would your stance be on the Albemarle County attacking a business owner over doing the same thing?
Well, I would need to, I'll be honest, I'd need to research and understand the issue that you're talking about with your business a little bit more, and I've made policy depth and not just kind of rattling off quick answers, the kind of signature of my campaign. A lot of listeners hopefully will have received a copy of a newspaper that we put out called The Public Advocate. I think I'm the only candidate in the race probably who had enough depth and enough texture to the ideas I've been proposing to put out an eight-page newspaper about them. On the specific question of whether or not if my supporters or supporters of supporters have been overzealous in putting out signs where they shouldn't be, I apologize. We should fix it. There can be some ramshackle elements to running a statewide insurgent campaign. We have done very, very well. We have, you know, 1,300 donors and hundreds of volunteers and a couple dozen labor endorsements and lots of elected officials and the majority of the Democratic chairs in the 5th District. And sometimes my supporters do get a little bit zealous, and there may be signs where they shouldn't be. And for that, I do apologize.
Tom, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got a line open at 977-1070. We're talking with Mike Signer, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. Mike, if you win today, and we'll know in a few hours what the results are, but if you do win, what's your strategy for running against a popular Republican incumbent, Bill Bowling?
Well, the line I use on the stump is that when I squint just a little bit, I think Bill Bowling looks exactly like Virgil Goode. And I think that he does because you have an incumbent extremist Republican conservative who is running to be rehired. And he, like Virgil Goode, has to bear the responsibility for his record and for his failure to deliver. And in the Perriello race, we overcame a 30-point deficit by taking Tom into the southern two-thirds of the district, to the red and the purple areas, by showing that progressives have the best ideas, and by showing that Virgil, like Bill Bowling, has not delivered on the fundamental primary task of government, which is to make people's lives better. And so I really relish the opportunity to go toe-to-toe with Bill Bowling. I can assure everybody listening that I have the fire in the belly to do it. I've been calling him to account for months now on some of the basic failures that he has, like on this $125 million that Republicans in the General Assembly turned back from the federal government to help people who are unemployed, in a totally incoherent with a bunch of different shifting explanations for why they do it. They basically just did it to try to hand Barack Obama a loss, but I think it backfired. I think we can run against him on it all year. I think there was a kick in the gut to ordinary people. Bill Bowling didn't even have the courage to make a stance on it one way or the other. He sat on the fence, and he just came out with a new website 4 years ago. It was all God, guns, and gays, a lot of the standard old divisive Karl Rove stuff. And now, guess what? It's all of our language. It's moderate, pragmatic, results-focused, all this. And I don't think he can cross-dress as one of us. I think that I think he's running from a record, which is not delivered, and I will hound him for it until November. And I'll do it in a way that I think progressives can win if we're on the offense. And that is a fundamental promise that I have as the nominee.
Mike, one last quick question, and then we'll let you go. What would you like the voters who have yet to vote and are planning to vote now before the polls close at 7, what do you want them to keep in mind as they step into the booth?
I'd like for them to understand that in voting for me, they have the opportunity to vote for a true progressive who they can feel terrific about, someone who firmly believes that social justice and economic fairness are the hallmarks of the party when it's most successful. And look, we had a very successful last century of progressive governance of the United States, and the United States. And I've been endorsed by an extraordinary and supported by a great coalition for a four-month-old campaign. We have a couple dozen labor unions. We have dozens of very rural Democratic chairs. We have a lot of young people. We have virtually every Democratic blogger has endorsed my campaign. We have environmentalists. We have LGBT activists. All these folks have found it, really heartening and exciting. And in the immediate area there, we have Holly Edwards, a sitting city council member, Kevin Lynch, Russ Linden, Russ Perry, former chairs of the Charlottesville Party. We have Fred Hudson, the 5th District Chair. All of them have come on board with the campaign. I think it's because they see something really exciting in having a progressive who really wants to turn this seat into a public advocate and really, really shake Richmond up for the people, for working people.
The polls are open for 2.5 more hours. MikeSigner.com. Mike Signer, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. Mike, thank you for joining us. I know it's a crazy day for you, and good luck.
Thanks, Coy. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.